talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn.
Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar.
Welcome to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits. All points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. You're going right to the front lines of history in the making. A lot of it made over this long weekend, I'll tell you that. I'm going to start with a bizarre election development in Arizona. In Arizona. Now, there's plenty of bizarre things in Arizona. Cyber ninja, all sorts of things, all sorts of skullduggery. But this one I found hard to believe. There is a guy named Ron Watkins. Now, I don't know if that name rings a bell with you. But Ron Watkins is a person of interest in the search for who is the Q of QAnon. There is a guy, presumably a guy, who calls himself Q. And he's the one that started the whole QAnon movement. Q. And he started out by writing what were called Q drops. He would post Q drops. And he'd say any crazy thing that came into his mind, like there's a gang in a basement of a pizza shop in Washington, D.C. Hillary Clinton's involved, running the world, all this stuff. I mean, really, and bad stuff, very bad, stupid stuff. But a number of people have signed on to it. Several members of Congress, for that matter. I mean, Marjorie Taylor Greene, QAnon. Lauren Boebert of Colorado has suggested QAnon sympathies. State legislators around the country, QAnon sympathies. Really, it's a conspiracy. The Republican Party has a range of bizarre beliefs and frankly, actions and beliefs destructive of our democracy. Now, the one extreme is QAnon. But, you know, all the way up the line, as they even get to the middle, you have even the leadership in the House. Kevin McCarthy, Steve Scalise, and others will say, well, some of them will say the election was rigged. That's the QAnon position. Some will say, well, we don't know if it's rigged. We've got to investigate. Some will say, we've got to investigate to convince people it wasn't rigged because a lot of people think it was rigged. But of course, they don't say that's because the Republican Party has said that many of them have said they thought it was rigged. This is destructive of our democracy. If you have people, for whatever reason, just very lazy, don't follow the news, and they sit back and they just hear talk from people who are big men and big women. In other words, influential people, senators, congressmen talking this garbage. After a while, they'll say, well, maybe where there's smoke, there's fire. Maybe we should look at it. And it's false. And unless there's a free assent to the fact that we have free elections, and unless there is free assent to the peaceful transition of power, which was for the first time since 1861, the launch of the Civil War, was contested by Donald Trump and the insurrectionists. Unless that gets buried right now, we have a very serious threat to our democracy going forward. Well, the father of all this was a fellow named Q. And a number of online sleuths think that Q is a man named Ron Watkins, who along with his father, Jim Watkins, were the ones who posted the Q-tips, not the Q-tips, the Q-drops, the Q-drops, and that Ron Watkins is the Q of QAnon. He denies it. He denies it. A couple of unusual things about him. Lives in Japan for some reason, not Japanese. He just lives in Japan. Nothing wrong with that. That's what he wants to do. He also once gave a press conference from a brothel. In other words, some people wanted to talk to him in a press conference, and he invites him to a brothel in Japan. Okay. So this is, in my view, not a serious guy, not a serious guy. If he's going to give a press conference and talk about things, deny he's Q, but for some reason he follows the Q party line. Okay, but why have the press conference in a brothel? Unless you're just gaming everybody, trolling everybody. Well, Ron Watkins just announced that he is running for Congress as a Republican in Arizona. He's going to move his residence from Japan to Arizona, and he's going to run against a Democratic incumbent representative named Tom O'Halloran. Now, Tom O'Halloran is a good congressman. Tough state. Arizona was not admitted to the Union until 1912. If you were born before 1912, which is very unlikely because you'd be 109 years old, but if your grandparents or great-grandparents were, they were born into a country where Arizona was not a state. And of course, Alaska and Hawaii weren't even close to being states. My grandfather, whom I never met, John Flynn, traveled to Arizona in about 1905. And he sent pictures. You know, in those days, people didn't just go walking around with cameras. So kind of a neat thing. And he's standing there pictured in Arizona. He was in a state, I should say a territory that was not yet a state. It's very conservative. Barry Goldwater, the 1964 Republican candidate for president, Barry Goldwater, who got his clock cleaned by LBJ in the 1964 elections. And one of the things that really killed him was he was very right-wing, far more right-wing than Reagan, far more right-wing than any other Republican presidential candidate to date. He was the guy who they asked him, what would you do if you get elected? He said, if I'm elected president, I will lob an H-bomb in the men's room of the Kremlin. Now, that was the height of the Cold War, and that was just right after the Cuban Missile Crisis and the Bay of Pigs invasion. And you start talking about lobbing an H-bomb into the men's room of the Kremlin. They're very jittery on the other side. It was a stupid thing to say. And the Democrats came out with one of the great, great ads of all time. And you've got to Google this thing because it is probably the best negative political ad I've ever seen. And in it, and this is for the Democratic ticket, it goes like this. This beautiful little girl, she's probably 6 years old, 5 years old, is sitting in a field in a dress, sunlight glinting in her hair, and she's holding a daisy. And she goes, it's the love me not. And just, you know, like kids would do, you'd take it and you pluck off a petal. He loves me. Then he loves me not. He loves me. He loves me not. And as she gets to the end and the last petal, a nuclear explosion goes off and wipes out the whole scene. And then it said, don't vote for Barry Goldwater. Vote for LBJ. Well, of course, LBJ just got us deeper into Vietnam and frankly did such a bad job that in 1968, he didn't even dare to run again. And the way he handled it, killed Hubert Humphrey, who was a great, great senator and would have been a great president. Poor Hubert got knocked off by Dick Nixon, the crook Richard Nixon in 1968. But the legacy of Arizona is Barry Goldwater. The legacy of Arizona is Paul Gosar, you know, these right-wing nut jobs down there, Andy Biggs. So Tom O'Halloran's going to have, any Democrat is always a tough time getting reelected down there. But here in the Republican primary is Ron Watkins, who I will tell you is Q. He can say he's not Q. He's not Q, but a lot of people, including QAnon people, say he's Q. It's good enough for me. He denies it weekly, but he is just QAnon through and through. Now, what's going to happen down there? The Republican Party is desperate not to have this guy nominated. This guy gets nominated. They get tainted as a party with Q in these off-year 2022 elections. And it reminds me of the early 1990s. In Louisiana, when David Duke surprise won the nomination for governor. David Duke was a senior at Kliegel in the Ku Klux Klan, and he was also senior official in the American Nazi Party. And he ran, and he got nominated. He was a Republican nominee, 1992. It was so, or actually just before, I think 1991, it was so dangerous that George H.W. Bush, the president at the time, went into Louisiana and campaigned for the Democrat. He said, we can't have a Nazi and a Ku Klux Klan guy representing the Republican Party. But the Democrat was a guy named Edwin Edwards, who was a crook. He was a felon. He went on to spend time in prison for bribery. And the Republicans put out a bumper sticker in Louisiana at that time that said, vote for the crook. It's important. That was how sad politics was down there. Well, if you have the Q of QAnon as the Republican candidate for Congress in Arizona in 2022, that's a stain, that's a shameful stain on the entire Republican Party. So stand by, take a look, Ron Watkins, Q, running as a Republican. Going to a break, the lines are still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Liar. Go and tell that midnight rider. Tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down.